Welcome to the What Lenore Said podcast, where I uplift women who have experienced trauma. Each week, I'll help you filter through the BS and discover your own power and purpose. I'm Lenore Bowles, a women's confidence coach and self-love advocate. Life has not always been easy for me, often knocking me on my ass, but I had to learn how to get back up swinging. I'm sharing my best tips for trusting your gut, living confidently, and pursuing the life you deserve. Thank you so much for listening, and this is What Lenore Said. Lenore Bowles here. I'm a women's confidence coach and self-love advocate. Welcome back to another episode of the What Lenore Said podcast. Today I'm talking about how writing saved my life. Writing is probably one of my most favorite topics to talk about because it truly saved my life. It has transformed me from the person that I was, which was someone who was angry, someone who was bitter, someone who was really just existing, to someone who really loves the life that they're living and is truly going after their dreams. Now, I have been writing my entire life. Ever since I could remember, I've always had a journal and a notebook, and I credit this to my mom. She has always encouraged us to kind of express ourselves, and writing has always been that safe place where I could do that freely without judgment from others. And so if you are not a journaler, please start one. And it doesn't have to be something that's so complicated and something that is, you know, I think people put too much into it and you're making it so much bigger than it has to be. This can be as simple or as complicated as you would like. And I'm all about simple. I want it to be as simple as possible. And so for me, it's literally a notebook and a pen. And that's what I use to journal. And I won't say that I journal every single day because that would be lying, but I journal most days. And I usually do it in the morning because I can set my intentions for the day. I kind of journal in conjunction with my prayer routine. So when I get up and pray in the morning, I actually journal afterwards, and it really helps me set the day up and be more productive. Now, I also journal at night, but I do micro journaling. And so that is little short bursts of journaling at night right before bed. And honestly, it's up to 5 minutes is all I do. And I kind of just write what went well for me for that day. What am I feeling? Kind of get all of those thoughts, feelings, and emotions out of my head so that I can actually rest. Because I found myself like at 2 a.m, I'm asleep, but I'm not really asleep because I'm still thinking about what I have to do or what happened during the day, or I'm so stressed about whatever, and it really affects my sleep. And so doing the micro journaling at night has really helped me. But writing in general has truly transformed me into a different person. It's something that I've done because it makes me feel good, but I actually released my own novel and I did the entire process myself. And so I think because I was in a place of hurt and pain when I was finishing up my novel, I was trying to find an editor, I was trying to find a book designer, a cover designer, and figure out how to do the inside design work, and trying to figure out all these moving pieces of publishing a book by myself while also picking up the pieces of my life and trying to figure out, like, how do I survive as a single person? And honestly, it saved my life because my book actually kept me afloat while I was figuring out, how do I afford to live alone? How do I afford to live in the place that I'm in right now that I just re-signed a lease for that I can't afford by myself on my one income? That was the first thing. And how do I finish the thing? I had been writing this book at that time for about 5 years. It was always something that I dabbled in. So I'd write a little bit and I'd tell myself it was terrible and then I'd stop. And then I'd write a little bit and then I'd tell myself it was terrible and then I'd stop again. And it was something that I talked about a lot with my best friend Mallory. And, you know, she really just said, like, just finish the damn book. Why are you still talking about it? And that kind of was the Kickstarter for finishing my novel Uncaged. And it saved me because I was able to write the characters from a place of experience. And so, although I've never been involved with a motorcycle club, and I've never been on the run, and I've never experienced a lot of the things that the characters in my book experience, I have been depressed, and I have been afraid, and I have been desperate. And so I was able to write those emotions that the characters are experiencing in the novel from a real place of vulnerability. And I think that brings a lot more passion to the book, and I think it brings a lot more reality to it. And, you know, I will say that I'm quite impressed with what came out because I had no expectations. Honestly, the book did so much better than I ever thought it would be. In some markets, it was in the top 10 on Amazon, meaning it was a bestseller. And so I never expected the book to do so well. I thought I would publish it, I'd order a couple of copies, and I'd like distribute it to my family. And that's it. And that's literally the expectations that I had for this book. What happened was, I was making more money on the book than I was at my full-time job, and my mind was blown, and I realized that this could really be a career choice, and it opened opportunities for me that I never thought I would have before. I won't say it was dumb luck, because I worked my ass off to write that book, and I figured every detail out. And was it perfect? Absolutely not. But again, I took action towards something that I wanted to complete. I wanted to finish the book. And once I finished the book, I wanted to publish it. And so I had to figure out all of these moving pieces. How do I get copy editing? What are all of these moving pieces? How do I even put the book out there for people to find? And, you know, it was something that I really enjoyed. I enjoyed figuring this out. And honestly, writing saved me because I was broken and I was miserable and I was angry, and it allowed me to focus my energy into something that was positive that I could see the return on. And I think because I was able to see the return, it absolutely drove me to keep going. Now, I will say that series served me at a time that I was broken. And it is a very dark novel, and it is something that has a lot of violence, and it has a lot of twists and turns. And honestly, someone asked me, like, what happened to you? And although I didn't experience a lot of the things that the main character experienced in that novel, I felt those same emotions. And so the book is extremely dark. And so I made the decision to not continue the series. And, you know, I had to really do some soul searching with that, because I chose not to continue something that was extremely successful. And I didn't do it because I was afraid, and I didn't do it because I was incapable. I did it because it no longer serves me. I don't feel those things that way. And so when I was writing book two, it was not good. And I refused to put my name on something that's not good. And it was trash, honestly. Book two was trash. And so instead of letting down my readers, I decided not to finish that series. Now, of course, I could always pick it up at another time once I'm in a place where I feel like I'm able to kind of separate my emotions that I'm feeling right now as I'm writing versus my actual life. But book one of my Uncaged series was written when I was miserable. It was written when I was hurting, and you can see that in the pages. Now, it's clearly written from Savvy's perspective, and so all of those emotions, feelings, everything in that book is written from her perspective. However, I still felt those things, and so it is very dark. It is very negative. It does have a happy ending, because I think everyone deserves a happy ending. Even when I was miserable, everyone deserves a happy ending. And so it just doesn't serve me for who I am right now. And so I think that was something that was the most difficult thing to do. But I am in the process right now of writing a different book, you know, tackling a new challenge. And that is writing my nonfiction book. And so this is definitely a new challenge for me. And it's something that I've not written before. And, you know, Uncaged is a fiction book. And so everything was made up, and the book that I'm writing right now is based a lot, very, very, very heavily on my experiences during this healing journey and giving back. And so, like I always say, this podcast is to empower women and to allow you to express yourself in a way that is authentic to you, in a way that feels good to you and allows you to become the person you want to be so that you can live the life that you want to. That's it. This is about nothing more than sharing actionable tips, things that I've experienced myself, things that my clients have experienced, so that I can help you move forward. And so the writing aspect for me is so, so important, because without it, I would still be miserable and I would still hate the person that I was, and I'd be angry and I'd be bitter. And writing has been my safe place. It is the catalyst to my healing, because I was able to express myself in a way that was never safe before. Not safe with my last relationship, not safe with myself out loud. And so I think because I was able to just dump everything down on that page, it truly, truly, truly worked in my favor. And honestly, it saved me. And, you know, writing saved my life seems like this catchy phrase, but it is absolutely the life that I'm living. Without writing, even to this day, I would be a basket case. I would not be able to express myself in a way that is effective. I would be angry. I would be bitter still. I would be still broken. And honestly, being able to express yourself is so powerful, because writing allows you to, you know, say the things that it's not safe to say anywhere else. And I think that's the power in it. You can be whoever you want to. And writing Uncaged, I was able to be savvy and I was able to be that badass at the end. And honestly, it truly empowered me to deal with the shit I was dealing with and start moving forward. And, you know, once that book started making more money than I was making at my full-time job, it showed me, like, this is an avenue that I can take, and that is a passion that you've had since you were a kid, and it's possible. And so writing has showed me that anything is possible. And, you know, I think sometimes we are told by a lot of people, whether that's family or friends or even strangers, what we can't do. And writing has showed me that I can do anything. And honestly, you can do anything too. And that's the beauty of it. And that's where the power comes, that you can absolutely do anything you want to. And you can be whoever you want to. You know, if you want to write a fiction book and make it a fantasy and, you know, live vicariously through those characters, go do it. If you want to write a nonfiction book about your story and where you've been and how you've overcome something traumatic, do it and share that shit with the world, because your story matters. And honestly, that's why I'm writing the book I am right now. And I haven't come up with an actual title, and I really don't have a working title. It's just called book right now in my computer, because I don't really know what this is going to end up being. And that's another beauty of it. Like, picking a title for a book is so powerful. And so it can turn and morph into multiple different things. And honestly, what I started out writing is not what it is today. And it is truly the best version of myself and what I have to give to you guys and the world. And it has absolutely allowed me to kind of be a little bit more vulnerable. You know, I could go ahead and record a video for like 4 hours and just talk continuously, but who wants to watch that for 4 hours? I don't even want to record it for 4 hours, but writing the book has allowed me to give so much more, because I'm not confined to a video and I'm not confined to anything. It could be as long as I need it to be. And honestly, when you are writing, if you want to write a book, don't start with a page count in mind. And I think a lot of people get caught up in that. Is this a novella? Is this a novel? Is this a is it going to be a trilogy? Just write. And it doesn't have to be complicated. When I was writing Uncaged, literally some days I had 5 minutes to write. And you want to know what I did for those 5 minutes? I opened my laptop and I set a timer and I wrote for 5 minutes. And then I moved on because I got words on the page. So don't make this complicated. Absolutely. There's a writer in all of us. I truly, truly believe that. And so I really just want to encourage you to focus on what works best for you, whether that is the type of journaling you're doing, what time of day you're doing it, if you're using a laptop or if you're going to use a pen and paper. If you want to write a book, damn it, start writing the book. It's not complicated. Don't overcomplicate this. It can be very simple. And, you know, it's beautiful when people actually have come up to me and they're like, I started writing and I'm going to write this book. And I think life can get in the way of that passion and that desire. And so it's always checking in. And that's where journaling comes in. So when I was writing Uncaged, I did not always feel like writing Uncaged. Some weeks, I didn't put a word on that page, and that was okay because that's what I was capable of doing that week. And so giving yourself a lot of grace is necessary when you're writing a book because it can be very easy to derail your own progress. And so just make sure that you are focusing on what you need to focus on and paying attention to your own needs, wants, and desires. And so if you don't have the emotional capacity to write, or if you only have the capacity to write for 5 minutes in a day, do the 5 minutes and be okay with only doing 5 minutes. And all you're thinking about is forward progress. There's no timeline to this unless you set a timeline and then you commit to work through that time, like to work to meet that deadline. But don't set unrealistic expectations on yourself. Can you write a book in 2 weeks? Probably. Is it going to be great? Absolutely not. My book took 5 years. The first draft was trash. And the second draft was a little bit better, but it was still not great. And the third draft was still trash. And so it takes editing the book. And so just remember that what you put down the first time is not going to be the end result. And that's the beauty of this. And learning all of the different parts of writing and publishing and figuring out, like, can I make this a full-time career? Probably, if I put a lot of effort into it. That would be amazing. Can I help other people figure out this whole publishing thing and get their story out to the world? Absolutely. And I have committed to helping as many people that want to learn how to express themselves and share their story and impact the lives of other women who need their story. Your story matters and it is necessary. And I say that because you're not alone. And I think a lot of us forget that there's other people in this world who have also shared similar experiences to us. And it's very easy to think that in this huge world of billions of people that we're alone or our circumstance is unique. And quite often we find that it's not. And that's the beauty of this. And writing has really shown me that there are some amazing people that I would have never met ever, ever, ever. My writing coach, Debbie, is amazing. I would have never met her had I not figured out, like, how am I going to be a writer? How do I write a fiction novel? Met Debbie literally within less than a year, wrote a book, finished it, and got it published. And that last little bit of my journey was 27 days from my ex leaving and moving out to me hitting publish on Amazon. While I say there's no timeline, I needed that timeline because I was panicking and I needed to figure out, like, how can I make some extra money? I didn't know if this was even going to pan out, but I had already spent so much money to try to publish this and accomplish something finally. And what writing did for me was it showed me that the possibilities are endless, and it saved me from the person that I was. I had finally completed something that I had always wanted to do that I never received any positive encouragement or support from my partner. And so I believed that I was terrible at writing and this was a total waste of time and none of it mattered. And then when he was gone in 27 days, I published a book. I completed it. I found a cover designer. I found a copy editor. I bought some software to create the inside design of the book and I did it myself. And 2 months later, because it takes 2 months for things to kind of start happening on Amazon, I made a little bit of money and I knew. And then the next month, I made a lot more. And then the next month, I made 3 times what I took home at my day job in 1 month from a book that no one believed I could write. No one believed I could finish. I didn't even believe it. And the act of writing and the act of publishing this book showed me that I can be anything I want to be and I could be so much more. And it saved me. Writing saved me. And so it saved me. It showed me that I am someone more than the expectations of the people around me. And the only person in my corner during all of this was my mom. And, you know, unconditional love is very unconditional. It was unconditional, but I don't even know that she knew how much I needed to finish. I don't think she knew how much I needed to publish Uncaged. I needed it. I needed Uncaged to do well. And when I sold the first copy from someone that I didn't know, I cried probably for an hour. You guys, I'm an empath, so I'm a huge baby. I feel a lot of emotions strongly. And I have come to embrace that part of myself where I don't shy away from tears. And so if you guys have been following for a while, you know I will cry at the drop of a hat and I don't give a damn what you think about it because this is who I am. And I'm 33 and it took so long for me to get here, but I'm here. And writing showed me that I can be anyone I want to be. I can accomplish hard things and I matter. Who knew? Something I've been doing my entire life saved me from the person I allowed myself to become in my 20s. Writing saved my life and I'm so thankful. And honestly, it can save yours too. You can do hard things. You matter. Your story matters. You can heal. You can overcome. Writing was the vehicle I used to heal. And while I did a lot of other things to heal, the core of my healing centered around writing. It showed me that I can do hard things. And honestly, at the end of the day, that's all that matters. And I'm so thankful that I was given the skill to write. But the skill has been honed since I could write. And anyone can learn to write a book. And anyone can learn to journal. And it's going to be ugly and nasty and messy. And it's going to be trash the first round. I promise. Everyone's is. Everyone. Everyone. No one writes one draft and it's perfect. It never is. My first draft was trash. But I still have it on my computer because it reminds me that the final copy will be brilliant, it will be polished, it will be ready, it will be me. And honestly, it takes perseverance. You have to actually start and you have to keep going. That's how you write a book. You start and you keep going until you're done. And I wrote until I had no more words left Honestly, that's how I knew I was done. I had nothing else to say on the topic. Nothing. You can do this, and I can help you. And we can do this together. If writing saved my life, it can definitely save yours too.
Thank you for taking some time today to listen to the What Lenore Said podcast. If you want to share what was most impactful from the episode, please do so on Instagram at What Lenore Said. As always, please subscribe to the podcast so that you get notifications when new episodes are released. And if you know someone who would benefit from this information, please share it with them, because I would love them to get this information as well. Now, I drop new episodes every Tuesday, bright and early, so I'll see you next Tuesday on the next episode.